What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Healing is Not Linear. I'm your host, Mackenzie, and I'm so excited that you guys are listening to another episode today. Today is going to be all about some fitness stuff and hiking and running and just how I have learned to overcome my eating disorder through being physically active, but in a healthier way now than it was when I was in the midst of my eating disorder, and how hiking has truly healed me and how I just absolutely love it. So I'm going to be able to talk about that today, and I hope you guys enjoy. So I am going hiking this weekend to a new place that I've never been, all by myself. I'm really excited. Also a little bit scared just because, again, I am going alone and people are crazy nowadays, and there's also bears and snakes and everything like that on the trail. But I've been hiking before by myself a couple of times, but I think this time's a little different because I've just never been here, so I don't really know what to expect. But I'm actually going to this place called McAfee Knob, and it's up in Virginia, Salem area. So it's only about 3 hours away from here, so it's really not far. I got a hotel for the whole weekend, so I'll be there all weekend long. And I'm just really looking forward to it. It's actually part of the Appalachian Trail, so that'll be really cool to just be on that and maybe even run into some people that are hiking the whole Appalachian Trail themselves and just talk to them and maybe even get some advice about, you know, safety and the best hiking shoes and the best gear, because I'm just so fascinated by all that. And I think it's just really cool. So I'm really looking forward to that. I did want to give some tips about hiking in general. And I have a lot of people that reach out to me and, you know, they want to get into hiking or they want to come with or whatever. And I love that. I have no problem hiking with people. I just went hiking with my friends a couple weekends ago and we had so much fun, lots of laughs, and, it was just such a good time to spend with them. And I love being able to do things with people that I know I love. And that's really, you know, healing for me and just something that is so good for you, but also mentally and physically. And I love being able to share that with the people that I love and my friends and family. So that has definitely been really fun to do. But I also love hiking by myself, because when I'm alone like that out in nature, it's a lot more different than when I'm just home alone all the time like I am already. And so many people ask me like, oh, but you live alone, like you're always alone. Like, why do you want to go out and then do those things alone? And a lot of people, you know, they have like a lot of worries and, you know, they're like, are you sure you want to go by yourself? That seems really dangerous. Like, what if something were to happen to you? And I totally get that. I have the same fears, but I always make sure that I am prepared and that I have the things that I need in order to, you know, stay safe. Also, you know, I could be unsafe anywhere I go really nowadays. So hiking, I think it just doesn't really, like I said, it scares me a little bit, but not to the point where it doesn't make me want to do things, because honestly, I am not really safe anywhere in the year 2020. And so, and even being just a female in general, a young female, it seems to be that we're not really safe even going to the store nowadays. So some tips I wanted to give though about hiking is that definitely it is and can be very strenuous on your body. And if you're not used to that or you don't really work out, I definitely suggest doing a smaller hike to begin. Don't go into anything, you know, too crazy. Like some of these hikes, like I've done like Chimney Rock, and I think Crowder's a good beginning or my mountain. It's not very steep, and it definitely has like some points where it is, but there's also a lot of like level ground and very like downhill areas. So it's not like the whole time going straight up. I think Chimney is kind of like in the middle. To me, it's not horrible. I've been on a lot worse of hikes, but it is very difficult if you're not used to the hiking, because it literally is straight up most of the time and it has a lot of stairs. So if you're not into that, maybe, you know, save that one for a little bit later. But hiking has just taught me so much. I relate back hiking to life in general, because especially for me, and if you've listened to any of my other episodes, you know that I have been through a lot personally, just with, you know, having an eating disorder and also being diagnosed with a chronic illness. Life has just not always been really easy for me in that aspect. And hiking has really healed my heart and healed a lot of the things that I have been dealing with, and has also helped me with my relationship with God to be honest. First off, when you're hiking or you're on nature in general, it's so easy to look around and just see God's, you know, beauty and just be so thankful for it. And it's also like so crazy, like how people don't believe in God and they can see the beautiful things like that in life and just sit back and wonder like who could have created this if it wasn't God. And it just blows my mind every single time I hike when I get to the top of how beautiful it really is. And that's probably the best part is getting to the top. Obviously, that's everyone's favorite. And that's why a lot of people only will hike is to just get to the peak and that's it. And I love that too. I obviously love getting to the top and seeing the beautiful view or whatever it is. And you don't know, especially if you've never been there before. I know that where I'm going this weekend has a really, really pretty view and it's definitely photographed all over the place. So it's a really popular spot just to get to the top. But I honestly love the climbing up part. I think that is the best part of the whole hike because you're going to be able to look around and see what's out there. Plus, like if you've never been there before, you don't know. So it's just really exhilarating and very exciting. Also too, the not knowing of when you might turn a corner and see an animal that you don't normally see. So it can also be a little bit scary. But, you know, just doing that and doing the climb itself is also very healing and meaningful to me because it's just like how life is. Life is messy and scary and exciting and hard and we cry and sometimes, you know, things get messy and it's just, that's just how life is and that's how hiking is to me. And I can compare it to my life in so many ways because the past couple of years have not been easy and it feels like I'm climbing and climbing and climbing up this mountain and I don't really know when I'm going to get to the top. And, you know, I keep asking God, like, why have I not, you know, why can't I catch a break? Or like, when am I going to be able to just be happy and be content and kind of get to that peak to see the view over my life like you do when you get to the top of a mountain and just know like, okay, I went through all that, but I'm good now. I'm in a good place. And, you know, I always felt like that whenever I was hiking. And I think in the last couple of times I've hiked, it's really showed me that we need to enjoy the journey that we're on. So I need to enjoy this, you know, this mountain that I might be climbing up right now that God's putting me through because I know that when I get to the top, it will be so worth it. And I've done some pretty hard hikes and they've been like 12 miles. So it's a long ways to the top. And I think that's kind of how I feel. I feel like I've been doing like 50 miles of a hike to the top because that's just like how many things life has thrown at my face recently. And I feel like when I'm doing that and I finally get there, oh, the way that you can just breathe and especially that mountain air. I don't know about you guys, but my favorite thing is the mountains, obviously. I'm much more of a mountain girl than a beach girl and there is nothing better than fresh mountain air. Oh my gosh, it's amazing. And I suggest everyone just going out to the mountains just to get away from the smoke and the smog of the city if that's where you live. And so I relate back to it so much and that's why I love it because it is so healing mentally and spiritually and then physically, obviously it's a very good workout. It is, you know, you're using your whole body and it's a good cardio. Definitely lots of, you know, high intensity at some points and sweating and, you know, you're definitely feeling good. So it's definitely good, especially on your legs, of a workout. So I just love that. And it just, you know, I'm just so excited when I get to go hiking and doing stuff that I love like that. So yeah, I just wanted to talk to you guys about that. I know that some people could honestly care less about it, but I know that some people had a lot of questions and about the equipment. So like backpacks and hiking shoes and clothes and what to wear and like that really just depends. I am honestly in the market looking for some shoes. Hiking boots are very expensive and right now I just cannot afford to be spending, you know, $200 on some boots. So I'm keep my eyes out, but I have some really good, good quality tennis shoes that are pretty like the hiking tennis shoes that you would find. And they have done really well for me. So I haven't really had much of a problem, but I'm trying to, you know, invest in a pair of hiking boots or slash tennis shoes that are like for hiking. For clothes, I think it definitely depends on where you're going. For this weekend, I am bringing a pair of shorts and then some pants because I don't know what the weather's gonna be like when I get there. And Virginia can either be a little bit colder than it is here since it's, you know, more up north. So I'm bringing a long sleeve, and I always wear a sports bra underneath. So if I get hot, I can always just take that off and then, you know, I'll be fine. And then for like my backpack, I have like a, I don't really know what it's called, but it's kind of like a hiking backpack. A lot of hikers use them, and that will just help, you know, so I can put my water bottle and snacks, because you definitely want to stay hydrated when you're hiking, and definitely want to bring snacks in case you were to get hungry, or, you know, just to keep your, to keep you going, to keep your energy up, because you definitely don't want to, you know, pass out or have anything like that. And definitely want to make sure that you're eating enough food and, you know, getting the good kind of sugars in to keep you going and electrolytes. So I definitely bring all of that stuff. And then I'm actually borrowing my sister-in-law's taser this weekend. It's like a taser, but it's not going to, I'd have to be really close to someone for me to like actually hurt them. But I think it's more to just scare them off and defend myself. And I usually have mace with me or pepper spray. And I definitely suggest that for women, even for men too, honestly. I think everyone should carry some type of safety. You know, if you have a gun, that's great. I personally do not have one. Nothing against them. I just don't have one. So I don't need to really, you know, worry about that. Even maybe a pocket knife if you have to, you know, cut something, or I don't know. Pocket knife would probably not really save you if you were in danger. I definitely would probably more go for the pepper spray or the taser. But that's just for my own safety. When it comes to like bears and all that stuff, honestly, the black bears around here are a lot more scared of us than like we are of them. They're very, timid, and they will not come near you. They're not like a grizzly bear where they're going to attack whether, you know, they have their babies or not. And, that's a good thing about them. I don't know about other animals, coyotes, bobcats, all that stuff. Hopefully I don't run into any of that. I've been on some pretty, you know, out in the woods hikes, and I've never seen anything. I've seen a hawk, and that's about it, and a snake. But, you know, snakes, you can just walk past, and they don't bother you. As long as you leave them alone, I just let them be, and I just keep walking. So, yeah, that is all about my hiking experience, and definitely if reach out if you have any questions. You can always DM me on Instagram or Facebook, and I will definitely help out. And if you want to get into hiking and you want to come with, you know, definitely can reach out about that too. Something else that I want to talk about too was running. So now I've only gotten into hiking, but I've also gotten into running. And I really just want to talk about the different types of fitness and things that you can work on. And, you know, it's so crazy because whenever I was in the midst of my eating disorder, I always thought that I had to, you know, get, like, I had to do some type of lifting workout to get a good workout in or to lose weight. And that is so far from the truth. You do not have to do just weightlifting alone. If you're not into weightlifting and you'd rather swim or bike or hike or run or whatever, that is the exact same thing. It's still going to be good for you, and it's still healthy, and you're still keeping your body active, and that's all that matters at the end of the day. And weightlifting for me has also, I still do it, obviously. I probably work out at least every day, if not maybe like six times a week. And I always incorporate the weights as well, just because I like doing it. But there are some days where I don't want to, and I just don't force myself to if I don't feel like it that day. But I definitely like the weightlifting aspect in itself, and definitely more of a high-intensity weightlifting session. But I know that weightlifting can really be focused on how your body looks and not as much on just being healthy. For me, weightlifting was obviously how I got into my bodybuilding competitions. And I think that it has become, or it was, I should say, a negative thing. And that whenever I started to do running and hiking, it kind of helped me change my perspective on what workouts I can do. And also like the workouts that are not going to just be focused on how I look. When you're running and hiking, or even biking, really doing those types of cardio workouts, you're really not focused on your body. You're not focused on what you look like, especially when you hike and run. I know when I'm running, I could care less about what I look like. I'm just trying not to die, especially if I'm doing a longer run, or just trying to get into a mindset that I can just zone out and, you know, go and do my thing. And that's my favorite part about running. I have done running for a while, or been a runner, I should say. I was a cross country and track runner in high school. So I started my running career there. And then after high school, I stopped running for a while, just because I think a lot of the times it was so forced in high school. When I wouldn't want to run, I had to anyways. And I hate that. Like, I don't like forcing myself
to do workouts if I don't want to do them. Obviously, I had to do practices and all that stuff to get better, but I kind of just like lost interest for a little while. So I kind of had stopped running for quite some time. And, you know, just, it's hard to explain, but, you know, the way that running and stuff like that makes me feel now, it's so different than it was when I was younger. Even when I was younger, I think I was still really focused on how I looked because I was in my eating disorder. And now in recovery, I look at things a lot differently. And I run when I want to. If I don't feel like running that day, I don't. It's plain and simple. But like yesterday, I ran 4 miles. So it, honestly, you know, it's just however I feel in the morning. Like today I woke up and I'm like, you know what? I really just don't feel like running. I think I'm just going to do an arm workout and that's it. And I feel great. And you know what? I might go running later on my break for work, or I might, you know, go running after work. Sometimes I will run in the afternoons. I, you know, during the summer, it's a little bit harder because it is so hot, but I just don't force myself to do anything anymore. And I don't really like feel guilty if I don't. And that has become one of the best feelings ever. And that's how I know that I'm getting better and that I'm recovering, is the fact that I don't feel guilty anymore when I don't do some type of fitness or working out, or if I eat, you know, bad and obviously and all that stuff. But running is really great. Definitely invest in a pair of running shoes if you're not a runner, but you want to start. Your shoes are the most important thing probably, because you definitely want to make sure that you have something that's going to work good for your feet and not give you more problems. Because running can be really hard on the body sometimes, especially if you're a distance runner like me and can run for, you know, quite a while and a lot of miles. And, you know, I definitely think shoes are the most important. So like Brooks is a good brand. And I think I have this brand called like, oh, it starts with an H. It's like HiQ or something like that. It's like a different name, but it's a very good brand of shoe for running, and it's very lightweight. And that's kind of what you want to stay with, something very lightweight. Obviously, you would not want a heavy running shoe because that would just make running a lot more difficult. So if you're starting to run and you want to get into it, obviously don't go out and run. You know, you're not going to go out and run a half marathon your first time. I would definitely just run for a little bit and then walk. And then run, and then walk, and then run and walk. And keep doing that for a couple weeks. And then, you know what? The next time, run a little bit longer and walk a little bit shorter. And eventually, you'll get into this mindset of just keep running and not walking. And that's honestly what helped me. Or you can just go out and run a mile every single day. Or, you know, however when you want to run, run a mile. And then just add up your mileage, you know, either every couple weeks. I would say every couple weeks. I wouldn't maybe do every week just because you don't want to push yourself too fast, too hard, and doing it so quickly, just because that could cause other problems. And if you're not ready or you don't feel like you're in shape, you don't want to, you know, do anything that's going to harm you. So those are my tips for running. Obviously, running is just like the best therapy. I think it's, you know, free. First off, it doesn't cost anything. And, you know, you can go out and just, you know, listen to the music and just free your mind. I sometimes will listen to Christian music when I run, like worship music. I love doing that in the mornings. And sometimes I just also listen to like 2000s R&B. So it just really depends on my mood and like what I want to listen to. You know, or sometimes I listen to like women empowerment music that's like, yeah, I'm a badass and I love to, you know, go out and I'm my own girl. Like I love that kind of music when I'm running, because I'm like running, I'm like, yeah, that's right. I'm an independent woman. Like, I don't need no man attitude. You know, sorry for the men out there, you know, anyways, but it's true. It's just so fun. Like you have to just make it fun. And that's what's the most important thing. So I definitely just wanted to come on here, guys, today and just talk about those two things that I have fallen in love with. And that I just get a lot of questions about. A lot of my friends ask me stuff, and people on Instagram, you know, DMing me, asking me where I'm going. And like I said, if you want to reach out and you want to come hiking with me, down for it. Definitely down to help people get into it, because it's, like I said, has helped me so much, and I definitely want to help other people. And I just highly suggest it. And yeah, I am just so excited, guys, for this weekend. And I will definitely let everybody know how it went in my next episode. And I cannot wait. In my next episode, I will be having a guest on. So I'm really excited about that. Going to have a little interview. Haven't done that in a while. So I figured that, you know, it was time for that. And you guys are probably just tired of listening to my voice only. So I figured that, you know, we would bring someone else on for next time's episode. So again, guys, thank you so much. You can always listen to my episodes on Apple, Spotify, Anchor. There's so many different ways to listen to this podcast, and I highly suggest you listen to some other my episodes, and also please tell your friends and family and be able to leave a review on Apple iPod. It will help me a lot and can help get my podcast out there to a lot more people. So I hope you guys have an amazing week, an amazing weekend, or whenever you're listening to this, and I will talk to you guys soon.